Basketball fans in Northeast Ohio are counting the days until local hero LeBron James returns to Cleveland hardwood next week. James got his start as an Ohio high school phenom, then infamously left Cleveland for Miami. That history is the subject of a documentary airing tonight on CNN. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's David C. Barnett has more from Cleveland.
Before entering his high school junior season, a 16-year-old LeBron James ticked off his skill set for a TV reporter.
I can score, but I can pass too, and I can rebound. I can do so many things that can help my team win, and that's what I do.
In this footage, there's a little more hair on his head, and he hasn't yet inked up his torso with tattoos, but there's no mistaking the familiar face of the legend to be. James attended St. Vincent St. Mary, a Catholic high school on the edge of downtown Akron. In this clip, he warms up with his teammates. This talented group, known as the Fab Five, played and sometimes sang together like a family that knew what each other was thinking. For James, the discipline of the basketball court offered a sense of stability for a kid raised in the projects by a single mom. Drew Joyce, the father of one of the players, coached the boys. He says they first got attention in a national youth basketball league known as the Amateur Athletic Union.
We went to the AAU Nationals when they were 11 years old. We started taking them around the country, all over the state of Ohio, and play. We played in Indiana. And, you know, they stayed at my house, you know, many nights. They just had a bond.
But soon, the media spotlight at St. Vincent St. Mary started to focus on the dominating talents of LeBron James.
Uh-oh! He's the truth.
James now with four, and the crowd is really into it. He brought them to their feet with this explosive dunk.
Sports journalist Terry Pluto has written two books on James and his journey from inner-city Akron to NBA glory.
None of them were prepared for by the time he was a senior, just all the hype. You know, when he went on Sports Illustrated, it just changed everything.
James went to the NBA draft right out of high school and was picked up by the Cavaliers in the first round. It was the story of a hometown boy making good. But after seven seasons with the Cavs, a championship ring proved elusive, and as soon as he became a free agent, James left Cleveland for the Miami Heat in 2010. As a Northeast Ohio basketball fan, Coach Drew Joyce says he was disappointed but doesn't begrudge LeBron for his controversial move.
I understood why he felt like he had to go. He had given the Cavaliers 7 years. The team wasn't going to get there, and he saw it.
In Miami, LeBron James and his new team won two NBA titles. During his time with the Heat, James married his girlfriend from Akron, and writer Terry Pluto says ultimately his new domesticated life convinced him to return to Northeast Ohio.
LeBron has sort of gravitated more towards what you would say kind of the middle-class lifestyle. He's got a couple boys and made this decision based primarily on family considerations. They did not like living in Southern Florida.
And now to officially dedicate the LeBron James Arena.
Last year, LeBron James underwrote a million-dollar makeover of the St. Vincent St. Mary's gym, from new bleachers and a gleaming hardwood court out front to new locker rooms. Drew Joyce says he knew James would return.
You know, I always believed he was coming back. I didn't know when, but I just believed it because this is home.
And Northeast Ohio fans are hoping he'll bring home a championship as well. LeBron James begins his reincarnation as a Cleveland Cavalier next Thursday when the Cavs open the season at home against the Knicks. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
And the documentary More Than a Game airs tonight on CNN. You're listening to Here and Now.